fire, what you're saying?
Yes, sir. You're giving eyes is right every time, you know?
No, a serious thing. In fact, we want to give thanks for passing through for those unaware. We had a little function there in Philadelphia, dear. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you one clip right now of fire dealing with the thing proper alongside the one Bush, man.
Yes, sir. The vibes are nice, man. Sweet vibes, yeah.
All right. Give thanks for everyone tuning in, Ballhead and the Dread, from those times till now. If you're interested, check us out at ConsciousTea.com for your cultural apparel. Fire, what we dealing with today?
Yeah, I will just tell the people them now, say, you have to really stop, make them losses take away from them win, because you realize in times like this, you have a whole heap of people who, then it's easy for them give up. One thing no work for them, and it's like them just start breakdown. Them have mental breakdown and all of these things, and them can't function. And the first thing them try with fail is like them not trying nothing else again, and them start to say this is the cause of it and that is the cause of it. So this is what we come to talk about today, because I really need people to understand. Say there's this mood thing on us, say, and this whole pavement that is just nice, and there's no rockiness in the road. That's just from the movies still, you know.
Yeah, I think the Hollywood storyline has really gotten the people's idea of life, you know, and people are actually expecting a happy ending, you know. And what I've learned is that we don't really have much control over the outcome. Really don't, if you think about it. You know, you have the greatest idea, but the only thing you really have control over is the effort that you put in, fire, that energy that you put in, you know. So I think that's something. Go ahead.
No, me ask what one of the argue from right off the top, say the effort they put in though make you have some form of control over the outcome. If you think about it from the way that so I told yourself,
I wouldn't use the word control. I would say it heightens the probability of you having an outcome. I would say it heightens the probability of you having an outcome that you would want.
Yeah, so not 100%, but at least it contributes towards the destination.
Increase,
yeah. The,
increase, you know.
Rather than I'm on a ball and a complaint, say, boy, this now work, because you know, the funniest part when we really sit down and think about it from the beginning of every single journey, when a man think both somebody were even famous or them look up to, like, then we really think that everybody did born famous, unless you're born in like this wealthy family and you know your family known for this. Majority of the people them we see as famous, they never did start famous. So when I think about it now, how did they get there? Them just gonna try one time and you think, say, right, it work out, because you try out for a role in a movie. Automatically, I become Denzel Washington.
I think people don't know, back to this Hollywood mind frame, right? And the script that we've been given. Apologize for all the sneezing and all that, but people don't know how resilient people are to get where they are. Because you got to figure in America, it's like 360 million people plus, right? And let's do movie actors for a while. Only a hand, especially for black actors, only a handful of people that's getting work at the time. So out of 360 million citizens, I don't know how many actors that there are, but it's like, it's a very minute portion. And yes, there's some backroom things that go into play, but you have to be an extremely resilient person to stay in there, to stay focused on your dream, to stay focused on your goal to reach somewhere. And it's that focus and that determination, that consistency, you know, because you're going to hear no a lot. You're going to hear you suck a lot. You're going to hear it's crap. You're not good enough. And I think this is the thing that gets most people. People can't deal with putting all their effort in something and not working it out. They struggle with bouncing back from that. And I feel if you could bounce back from that to the next thing, you heighten your probability of things working out, because you learn so much. Because remember, you know how to go fire. Sometimes you think you got the greatest idea, fire. This is going it's going to break through. But it don't, you know, and it's like, and it's crushing, it does hurt, and it's discouraging. But what I've learned is to just analyze the situation and see everything I learned from that and apply it to the next thing. Fire, we have to get back up. And I can just say one of my greatest traits is that, I don't know if you want to call me hard-headed or what, fire, but I'm a man to bounce back. You get what I'm saying? And it maybe it's to the point where I'm foolish, but fight. I'm a bounce back dude. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can really, because I had some real down moments and some real crushing experience where it's like, man, what the heck am I even doing this for? You know, but it's like I really had that bounce back. I guess it's the maroon in me fire. I don't know, it was the African bloodline family. I don't know what it is, but I'm a man always get up. You know, and it's helped me tremendously. And I've been able to have the life that I have now, be the person that I can because I don't quit. Anyone knows me knows that, you know, like I'm not quitting. Yeah. You know, so.
But that is the spirit where one need for even to make anything happen. Because this is the thing where the people them realize you're too soft. Like majority of the people them too soft. Them not have the mindset that like what you have. You know, say, boy, you know, so I'm a half win. And then, all right, era. Everybody always use this generic term, blood, sweat, and tears. But it just become a term. A terminology, and then nobody don't know the meaning behind blood, sweat, and tears. Because if you think about blood, at the work where you are putting and the hurt, them where you are getting out, you think about blood, and it's not like we just say, okay, all right, blood exists and flows through the human body. No, and the blood, the way blood really like literal blood fire. Because if you attack something, you know, you can get damaged, you know. Whereas if you don't know, you don't really know the roadmap to it, so to speak, when you just start. So it's like you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out from the get go. So you're not necessarily, it's not like your life always come with a GPS where you type in a destination and it's a 40 minute and you reach in a 40 minute. No, you in a yourself have to know, say, the timing, you can't pre-time into this, you know. It's the one thing where everybody else has made this big mistake, you know. You cannot put up a specific time on success because if you can outline, ideally, I would like to reach this destination in 6 months. That is good because that means you're a person who you have an aim, and you know what you want, but knowing what you want don't necessarily mean you're going to get it in this particular time. And that is where we come like spoiled child now.
I gotta elaborate on two profound things you said, the GPS thing, right? What I notice is that there are paths in our society that are kind of laid out. And not saying that it's easy because everything's hard, but they're much easier than if you lay out your own path, right? So the GPS would be go to school, get a job. It's pretty laid out. As long as you follow that road, you pretty cut ass some whatever you try and get. The next part now in regards to the road that's not mapped out fire is rough. You don't know what you're going to run into when you go down that. And that's why most people don't want to go. I always tell people, fire people not trying to go in that fire show. They're not. They'll look. But they're not trying to go in there because you don't know what you're going to run into. But I will tell you that when you go in there, fire, when you go in that forest, when you go into that unknown, it's a great experience because it builds you up and you learn stuff about yourself that you never knew. And you learn the power, or you tap into the power that's within you that you never knew you had. Because you're not going to sink. That's the thing most people fire not going forward there if they go in there. Because most people fold before they go in there. But once you go in there, you're not going forward. Yeah? You're not going forward.
I, in the funniest part that I mentioned about the forest, because think about it now. All right, a forest, you're in the original forest. You have certain plants where poisonous, you know. So you see, it's like it's a perfect analogy that you have certain plants where poisonous. But guess what now? The plant then we're going to heal you. Or the plant then we're going to heal you from the poison. The way you think them dinner. Them dinner, the same forest, you know. So you and yourself now have to decipher that, you know, because if you go rub on a poison ivy, you know, you have to find back all one neem or something where, you know, say have an antibacterial proponent now for rub on your skin. And when you rub that on your skin, you're good now. And guess what now? Right off the top, you over say, you know, say anytime I see poison ivy or I see nothing like that, I go stay far from it. And them thing that help in your journey, you know, enough people like themselves think, so, oh, but I'm just being hurt and I continuously getting hurt over and over. No, but if you see for every hurt where you get, that you have this antibacterial proponent in your journey will come for clear you along the path to say, all right, yo, this is the light and this is why we are do this. I will have to come out of this successful. That is the mindset the majority of people now have. Because, you know, I'm really sitting and made it, you know, like a lot of people, it's easy for them criticize, you know. I know why it's easy for them criticize. because it's easy for them to complain. So anybody who has to complain, them normally criticize easy. I mean, I talk about a constructive criticism, because that's necessary in a life. But them complain about things so much that them not find the time to do it, because it's easy for ball boy your failures and then be this person where I look at for my sympathy and a scapegoat, because that is the main thing right now. And if everybody wants to be the victim, but nobody not really want to be the true winner. So them rather sit and complain about that rather than for do something and know so they must strive. I mean, I tell you, say that it has become sadistic right now if you really sit down and think about it, you know?
But that victim mindset is an easier road. And also, I know there's black people. I know there's black people really suffer from a victim mindset, you know? And that's what flopping the majority of the time, because once you have that victim mindset, you're already kind of out the game to a certain extent. I always tell people, listen to what I'm saying, y'all. I always tell people there's really not a lot of competition out there, y'all. If you really analyze. Because the average person's scared of their shadow, right? So that wipe out majority of society. The next person don't really have no work ethic like that. That wipe out the next bunch of people. Then the next one don't really have a bounce back game. So that wipe out the next bunch. So you really have a small group of people in regards that's really had that fire with them and that desire. So it's not much competition. That's why I say, really not no time to grudge no next man or worry about no next man fight, because the cake big. And it's a piece for everyone out there. You just got to make sure you can secure your piece. You got to learn what you need to learn and grow and do what you need to do to secure your piece of the pie, piece of the cake, whatever you want to call it. You know, because that victim mindset you're talking about is a very dangerous thing. And what happens a lot of time, listen to what I'm saying. The past is not a good indicator of the future. I know they usually say, you know, the past, this and that. No, because what a lot of people do, they let their past dictate their future. So whatever happened, this didn't work out. So they project the next thing not working out.
Well, one tell you, so when we look from the past, still me feel like I'm the perfect indicator of the future still. Because, well, it depends on the mindset. So it's not a universal thing. Because that's the mindset as there still, so it's really tying back. But because if you look on it in a fire, if me say 5 lane on a highway, I'ma drive from 4 lane them. I'ma say danger there on 4 lane them. But me know say you have to travel this particular road, forget towards which part I need to go. Then another 5th lane where we never feel, where we never seen a farmer accident in a yet. The lane I'm realizing, oh, you're not, I forgot 70, but people not drive 70 miles per, higher than 70 miles per hour in a lane, yeah. And this is the lane where the record shows, say, majority of people will go through the lane, yeah, then become successful. Then the lane them more and travel, man, because me and myself know, say, you know, say, me, I think both how to do this, and me, I use this as a, in the past as an indicator for know, say, all right, from them thing that go on, me, you know, I go check the levels for you, because me tell you again, like, when you sit down on meds all even the tough gang them come through the ranks. Because a lot of people can say, yeah, light skin and Chris Blackwell did help him and all of these things, see me. But you have to remember, say, the man the journey never does it start this, you know. The man the journey start way before that, you know. It's not a normal journey when the man like tell you, say, on the far cliff, on the night shift, working the far cliff, you know. Nobody feel like, say, I did music, man, I tell you about, and I left the man that have come left music and come do something else. You see me, I say, because music never had a work. Because if music did a work, it never had to come on in America and live in a Delaware and work on a far cliff. Because enough people are, them not sit down and think about it. Now, in the world, you call the man name, and when you call the man name, everybody, no matter which culture or where them from, know what you're talking about. But this was the same man who did have to make certain sacrifices towards the thing. So it might look like all of them have a brevet benefit or a privilege. But look how much man light skin. Looking at so much light skin cruff out the road. You have a whole heap of cruff there road, a light skin. A whole heap of cruff where they have big connections. What happened to them? Them still sink. Some they are prison. Some they are jail. Some never make it out at all. Because a lot of people feel like the thing's supposed to be given to them. And then they realize the things now need to be given to you, or you have to take it fire. Because them used to tell you about humble calf get most milk, which humble calf fire, humble calf suffer and dead in at them time. Because every other calf, Just know, say, them a got us suck the milk from the mother, a humble calf, go and wait him turn, and then him a go realize, boy, him a starve, and him a maga dung and dead, while all them other brother and sister, them a strife, because them a fight for them one. And that way I've learned, and them society.
But the certain ideas that circulating in society, I think that's purposely circulated to keep people in their situation. You know, because we speak about the victim mindset, there's also an entitlement mindset. People feel entitled to certain things, which goes against the laws of nature. You get what I'm saying? So a man can't really feel entitled to something. Even if you're working towards something for you and you're putting in the effort, you still can't feel entitled to it. Because it's just like that entitlement thing mashing us up big time. People, well, we're talking about black people. Because the more entitled you are, the less you work. And the less work you put in to learn. Fire, this thing is scientific. You have to learn your craft and grow out your craft and work on it. That's the thing. People not working on their craft, yeah. And in this time with social media, they more show people they're working instead of working. Like present the image like they're working instead of working. You know, so it's just a vibe where like, you got to bunker down and really get in tune to what you're doing and be consistent. If I had the stuff I do every day. Facts. Like every single day I work on my craft, on the stuff that I'm working on. You know? And that's the only way, it's just consistent. Because remember, I have a background in basketball. So I know like you have to work every day. If you don't, good luck. Because remember, next man working. You know? And you're not going to stay on this. You're either going up or you're going down. And the more you do something, the more problems you run into, the more stuff you learn. And it's just learning your craft. And that's what we moved away from. People not learning their craft. So it limits how much you can accomplish. And that's just like, that's what people need to like focus on. But back to this thing real quick, right? In regards to this past thing is that you can't let one experience dictate your entire life. And that's what people do. So remember, I'm around teenagers. And this generation rough. So it's like, God forbid they study for a test and fail, fire. They're not going to study again for the rest of their life. Instead of saying, you know, I could have studied more. I should have tweaked this, and no, I studied for 20 minutes. I didn't get an A, so I'm never studying again. That's the vibe that they're on, yeah. And that's a scary thing for society. Because what happened now, you got a whole generation can't deal with no setbacks. So that's supposed to work out.
That is real fire. It's not a joke thing. And the system to really I play into that too, because I realize some you, this whole participation thing, you start getting incentive for participation now. Only one time them thing that never used to happen. Because a youth have to know them have to go towards the goal, you have to get the goal if you really want. Like we have all the scholarship and a youth, I tell we message we say, oh, I don't know, oh, I did not win. But 100 other people enter. So oh, you for wonder, oh, you don't know why you win when 100 people enter the scholarship. You, the same entitlement thing, and it stretched out because this entitlement thing are kind of cramped the youth, their mind, because think about it, fire. When the idea start, I never knew TV. They never have the full direction behind the thing. But they start the thing nonetheless and say, right, you know, so we have to say, go and they're proactive. You know, so we have to reach out to them people. How much people you can think about you reach out to and you get disappointed and it just never feel right. And you ask a boy, yo, me feel like I'm going to stop this, you know, because I can't bother reach out to them people. Like, yet still...
Fire, reach out, how much interviews, fire. People, this is the thing, when people see something, they think every Christian nice, yo. Let me tell you this, yo. Yo, you see some, I've had interviews that I've reached out for 2 years to get, fire. I finally get the interview with the person. The camera set up with the person, fire. You know, this man and his manager kick off, yo, and the man just rush out the room, yo, and I'm just sitting there staring. You know how long I done journeyed to went certain places I'm supposed to interview people and they cancel on me, all type of craziness, yo. You get what I'm saying? So it's like it's a lot. It's a lot that go on with anything. Anything you do in fights is just rough. You know, it's not in a smooth journey, but I think that, and that's why those get through and some don't, because you're not trying to deal with that. I want to tell you something, man. I played college basketball, right? I had a little situation in high school. I was playing some hoop group tournament. We was playing St. Pat's. It was like number one team in the country at the time. And nerves catch me. Yeah. When I say nerves catch me, nerves catch me today, yo. Like,
yes, sir.
Fire was all in my head. Never perform. Embarrassment. Like, I had to sneak out the gym. But the next year, now we played St. Benedict's, who was one of the top teams in the country at the time, fire, and we just destroyed. But it's just like, I had to regroup and just be truthful with myself and say, fire, I really was like nervous, yo. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm really a good player, and that's not me. And I had to regroup. I didn't say, oh, I'm done with basketball or this and that. How much injuries I done had, yeah? I just got to heal up and bounce back. Any little thing happened to people that they're quitting. quitting, complaining, and quitting, complaining, and blaming, yeah? That's the trilogy a lot of people into, yeah? Anything happen, they just waiting to quit or waiting to blame somebody, yeah? Or waiting to complain about something. And it's not helping you with nothing. You're not making no progress dealing with these things, yeah? But the question I would ask is, do you really want progress? It's too hard for people, yeah? I think that's what it is. It's too hard for people to do stuff.
And most people just say them want it, you know. It's not something where them really desire, you know, but them just feel like say, as them have to just make a random statement saying, I want this, or them have these particular goals. Because face the fact, nobody don't want to seem ambitionless. Even if them ambitionless, them don't want to seem ambitionless. So them have to find something where them have to say, all right, let me stick towards this. And if this can bring me to this particular destination, then oh well, so be it. Because it's mediocre, you know. Majority of people have nothing above the mediocre standards, you know. Everybody does that at a mediocre level same way. Because may I tell you, yeah.
I want to add something real quick, yo. In their defense. In their defense real quick. A lot of people haven't been around someone doing something. So we got to factor that in. Because I talk to people like, L. Hines, you know, this and that. And it's like, yeah, some people are unique and a little different in certain ways. But what I'm noticing is that some people have genuinely haven't been exposed to someone doing something. They haven't been exposed to someone doing something and not working out and them continuing to do it until it works out. So all these things, exposure plays a big factor. You get what I'm saying? And everything is segregated, like information is segregated. So you've been around elders where you get certain information that a next man not going to get because he's just not in that circle. You know, so I just want to say that in defense to certain people, right? But at the same token, this is advice for those. If you are doing something, right, like Artarchi just said, you cannot put a time frame on it to say you're going to accomplish that thing in a year. You can say, you know, I would like to, you know, you can put it there, but it's unrealistic for you and it's unnecessary pressure because there's certain things you have to learn or certain things have to fall into place for that thing to be accomplished. And putting a time frame on it is both unrealistic, you know, and it's just, it's going to hurt you in the long run because I think you're going to be discouraged when it doesn't reach that time frame. Now, I will say this though, if you are working towards it, you will be more closer to it than you were if you weren't put in that time. But to say, like, I want to accomplish this in a year is unrealistic because it may take you a year just to be functional in that particular thing, get into that learning curve, fire. Because that's the next discouraging thing with people. When they start, you know, when you start something, fire, you don't know what you're doing, yeah. And everything is frustrating because everything takes time. But you have to get to that, through that period, so you can learn how to operate the thing on a certain level. But you have to get through that period of learning. I think they call it the learning curve. That's the proper term. But you have to get through that learning curve to learn that thing so you can do it on a functional level.
See, this is the thing, though, for you. You see, one thing we always hear from where youth, I would take it for granted. And it sound cliche because a lot of the real things them where we get taught sound cliche even when I'm accurate. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. And we can't stop saying that enough because nobody have the patience enough to develop their own craft. And that is the thing. And that is where I feel like a lot of people cruel to themselves. I'm extremely cruel to themselves and I'm not even know it for you. Because if you don't take the time to develop your own thing, you know, then it's like you're praying to embarrass yourself. And I can't really see how a person get up and try to embarrass themselves purposely for you. Because that is the thing, you know, say one time I do this music thing and really listen to myself. You know, so from the start, listen to myself from the music. I know what the first me like or me sound. Like how me sound because I'm honest to myself. And a lot of people can't do that because a man start DJ or a man start sing, but him start tell you, say, oh, him sound like the greatest. He might tell you that out verbally, but no. He better tell you, say, him aim for be the greatest and he might aspire for be the greatest, but at this current state, he might work on it. Because for you, when I listen and I'm recording them, I say, no, I can't be better than that. No, I come with the next one. 1 year down the line, 2 year down the line, 3 year down the line. No, we can do better than that. To me, it's still not reached the levels we want it. So we have to sit down to ourselves and say, no, how we get this together? What we do? What is the level of practice and the level of training what we think we need for the in the big leagues that we're supposed to the fire? Because, you know, if you don't know the thing in the fire, what we used to, all right, see, I'm up on my journey now. Me used to be at a studio 2-3 hours early before every studio session. An engineer never show up early. So let's add 3 more hours towards my 3 hours of me there at studio early. 6 hours me there at studio, I wait and I prepare for voice. And when engineer come, I'm ask engineer, why engineer late? You know, engineer look at me and tell me, say, I just saw it go. You think so them thing that would have devastated a youth and break down a youth mentally? And I know, say, on top of them things the same way. Walk 40 blocks for reach a studio, for come back from studio, and all of these movements, and we're up and down. And we tell ourselves, yo, in the matter, you know, you see the same engineer them, we abuse we in them way there. Guess what we are going to know? We are going to become a big superstar. And when we become a big superstar at the craft now, them same engineer that we try to reach out to it. That is the ambition and the intention that we have in ourselves. If you know, say, oh, this is what we are going to use and we are going to strive the right way because we don't come to be a regular person at the thing, but to come to do this thing to a different type of level. And a one main part of the thing where a lot of people keep on and forget where I go get it towards that thing. And that is one word. Sacrifice for you. A lot of people are willing to make sacrifices for reach to which part they want to reach. If you willing to make sacrifice to reach to which part you want to reach, and you have some form of direction, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. So you know, if you go use so the thing them up in the past, it can't hinder you from being a person who great in the futuristic sense of things. And that people now get me, I tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, that the sacrifice is extremely important. And, you know, I think, and listen to when I say this, fire, right? I think the savior complex prevents people from sacrificing because the savior sacrificed everything for you. We got to look into these things, fire, because it's like, a man, I really want to sacrifice too tough. You know? And some things they see as sacrifice, not really a sacrifice.
Well, and I'm not even a cut there. You know, it's funny that you said that because right as me a reason, me a meditate a thing about Abraham. Say it's like a lot of people that make Abraham sacrifices. Them now make real sacrifices, you know. So Abraham, I got sacrifice. Not by them story. Abraham, I got sacrifice him son for please God. But in now sacrifice him son for please himself. Then if you over me and say because so at the same concept them I come with, you know. When them I said sacrifices what them I make, who them really are pleased and what them really are do it for. But you can't tell the thing, but it just meds me that well this I go on.
Yeah, reality meds, and it's just a vibe where that sacrifice is a thing that definitely should be taught to children. Not just verbally, but through actions. Like they need to see you sacrificing. Right? And they need to see you do without certain things to reach a certain goal. And that's why the financial literacy matched up with a lot of people because they don't know about sacrifice. What they say, it's a term that they use. Man, what's the word? It's like waiting for enjoyment. That is the term, man. They do it in all the psychological tests and all that to see how long you can wait to use something that's enjoyable for you. So anyway, with the sacrifice vibe right now, right? Sacrifice is a thing that should be done consistently, because what happens is that the stronger you get at sacrificing, the more you can focus and put energy towards things that help you long term. And for anyone unfamiliar, I'll say like this, a simple thing, like you may not be able to go out every Friday night or every Saturday night. You get what I'm saying? Or you may not be able to eat out 4-8 times a month, you know, or buy those sneakers or do certain things or binge watch on Netflix. Because these are things people do all the time, but by taking time back, because remember, it's time fire. By taking time back from that and putting it towards something that's beneficial towards you in the long term, whatever it is, you will be heightening the probability of you reaching that thing. But there has to be a sacrifice. Something has to be taken from somewhere and put somewhere else. So people like the idea, and they like to say, like, "Yo, I do this and that," but they haven't taken any time from anywhere else, or the energy from somewhere else, and put it into that thing for that thing to have more energy or grow, whatever you want to say. So whether you want to break it down logically, scientifically, whatever you want, there has to be some energy taken away from somewhere and put it, because it's only but so much energy within the 24 hours. So something has to be taken from somewhere and put somewhere else for that particular thing to grow.
It's called law of equivalent exchange. And that majority of people is like, they're not familiar with the law of equivalent exchange, because if you don't give anything, you're not going to get nothing at all. And sometimes the only thing when necessary for you to give, because enough people, you see, this is living in a materialistic world, it kind of hinder progress, because a lot of people hear about the law of equivalent exchange and think about giving something. They might think about something physical. They don't realize that the mental prowess and the energy where you put forward towards a particular task can determine the outcome. The out, or at least heighten the probability, as they say. So that is very, very important. Like, it's not everything is not physical enough for you. Because I feel like the physical part of this whole thing is probably 5%. The percentage might be half, but it's very low. Mentally, the task is more of a mental task. And if you can get prepared for this task mentally, for success mentally, and not success by now societal standards, success by the goals that you plan to accomplish.
To fire. I'm glad. Societal standards, you know?
Yes, if you can get ready and prepared for all of these things to the highest level mentally, it's like your possibilities are failing kind of, when you check it out, you know, to your surprise, like a very, 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 very small.
Start to do it the way, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I don't tell it earlier to say, it's like, you don't really have much competition out there, because if everybody mediocre, then everybody now strive towards them goal, and what competition do you have? And for real, first and foremost, even if you did have competition, say everybody had tried, there's something along your line. We need to start thinking about this thing called unique value and unique reach. Where a lot of people now overstand this thing for you. It's like you process some data, so to speak, and you try to write a code now, and you try to overstand. So here we are going to know. You have to find this one unique number, and that is what you use for plugging into the whole sequence. So it's like you're not supposed to compete with nobody in the first place. Because there's a marketplace for every single body based upon your unique value and your unique identity. Because there's nobody else like you. So who is there to stop you but you? You see what I'm saying?
A reality, man. And I just want to throw one more thing in there in regards to the energy, that mental energy. Some people, a lot of people, because I've done it in the past, we need to be more disciplined with our mind and what we focus on. Too much energy is focused on other people's foolishness, other people's problems, their interpretation of you, media, and all these things. We needed to limit We need to limit the amount of mental energy we give to things that are not progressive and they're not helping us. Because what I learned with this creation thing is that fire, you have to be, first of all, you have to be in a calm state for the creative juices to really work, right? So you really have to distance yourself from foolishness. So you can't constantly bombard your mind with different type of foolishness in order for the creative juices to start flowing. You know, so there's certain people in your life you may have to cut off that come with some bad vibes and some bad energy. There's certain programs you probably don't need to watch. You know, because some of these conversations they have is just pure problems and mix up. And they really don't have nothing to do with you. It's just the addiction to drama or addiction to gossip. You may think it's not a bad thing, but it's very detrimental because it's consuming your mind. And if your mind's consumed with that, the mind can't be used for other things that's more progressive, especially the goals that you supposedly want to reach. Your focus should be on what do I need? Like what things you should always be learning, fire. There's so many different things to learn in regards to your craft. Me and this man always learning, fire. We always researching and studying stuff in our craft to develop. That's what we do. And we apply it. If I don't have to post nothing on social media about what I'm doing, you get what I'm saying? All that craziness, right? I ain't got time for that. Because we're there putting in the work and learning. And you need to team up with other progressive people and everybody share ideas so everybody could grow and build. You know, but we need to lock off certain sounds that you're putting into your brain because even the music that you, hey, some of this music flopping you out too, yo, you're listening to is non-progressive music, yo. It's best you listen to some instrumentals and just keep quiet and turn it off.
Yeah, no motivation.
No, you can't listen to the negative music, fire, because it's going to flop out your brain. Because this is what I've been praying. You see, depending on the music people listen to, some of these TV shows and the news, it's pure paranoia, fire. They think there's nothing good in the world, yo. Because that's what they consume it. So you have a totally distorted perspective of the world based on what you've been consuming.
Yeah, and the fear block everything, you know. And yes, the guy does mention team up. One particular thing for a lot of people even get from now, I'm going to say this blatantly, more and I them get this and overstand this. This trad, this journey towards quote-unquote success or striving towards your particular goals. It is a lonely journey. It is a lonely journey. Do not be afraid to chat this chat because it is lonely. Because it will get lonely because majority of the people that you know don't have the ambition and don't have the aim nor anything of that sort like you do if you want to strive. And if them majority of people around you fail, them wouldn't try again at all. So you must understand this thing that you and them cannot be on the same particular journey. Because if you and them are on the same particular journey, then there is no form of progress to gain. It is a lonely journey. And that I can't start express that none at all. Because a lot of people fail to get that. When them see this thing start get lonely, them start, oh yeah, but I'm me alone. Well, probably me never need to do this or probably me not do it right now. You're doing it perfectly fine, but you're just taking time to build up. And then when the end progress come now, the end result come now, which is the success where you did a yearn for, you're going to realize that majority of people where you did see from the beginning, they're not going to be there. And the reason why they're not going to be there because for them aspirations don't match the level of aspirations and the go-getter mindset that you have. So you have to overstand that in your life. May I tell you that?
People not gonna see your vision, fire. All right, check it, man. I think we said it earlier. When you starting out something new, right? Be ready for a lot of criticism. Be ready for a lot of doubters. And just don't be mad when you don't get the support that you think you should be getting. Because people don't tend to support people that they know. It's a weird thing. They support people more they don't know than they support people they do know. Anyone can relate that's been doing stuff. And I think people get deterred from their goals because they're not getting some support that they think. But I understand, well, this is how I analyze fire. People busy, right? It's not always grudgeful. People say it's grudgeful and jealousy. I don't think it's always jealousy and grudgeful. I think one, people just don't have faith in your ability like you do because you're growing, right? So it kind of like writes you off. one, they're busy, and people tend to want to be with someone who's quote unquote winning and someone who's coming up the ladder. So once you start winning now, fight, that's when everybody want to give you a pat on the back. But when you're developing your craft and having setbacks, you know, it's just like, don't really expect much, you know? Because what I've learned is that people I don't know are supporting me or providing me information way more than those who I know or I was close with. I don't know the science behind that, you know? But in my experience, like, people really broke down.
I tell you the science we had done, man.
Because, and also it's just a vibe where, then you have the other aspect. Now, I will say this, though. When things do start to develop now, jealousy does kick in. This is the reality of the thing, because people are offended by your grit, your consistency, your courage, all the traits that they wish that they had and they see it in you. They are offended by it. And I think that lends to down the road a lack of jealousy. But a lot of people struggle because they feel they're going to have some team working with them. And you notice when you're doing stuff, it's only going to slow you down in a sense. Now, you can reach out to people for help specific things. But to think you're going to have like some your friends or some, because remember, they're not even skilled in the thing to start with. So it's kind of unfair to them to expect them to be putting in this type of work because they don't know what they do anyway. And as I said, they don't share your vision. And most likely there's not any type of monetary exchange involved early on. So as Artarchi said, this journey here is a one-way vibe. Yeah. You got some people come, you got some people go. Give thanks for those who give you strength for the duration of time. And, you know, if you're lucky to have some who support you, but don't feel no way if the support's not there like you think it should be.
I'm going to backtrack and tell that about the science behind that now, because the science behind this is not even the abstract science where majority of people think about when they hear science. That science is a particular social science called psychology. And that is where really I stop the people them from where they're closest to you to support you in this journey. See? Because it's a one particular, as a matter of fact, it's two particular things. You have one called classical conditioning, and then you have the other one called apparent conditioning. People are conditioned to think that, all right, you see, if them see themselves as failure, them conditioned for things that everything within them environment is supposed to be a failure.
Ah. Yes.
Yes, so, yeah. So it's like, they must say, you know, say,
yeah.
No, I mean, I think somebody will come from around me, that person, they're around me, and them are going to be a superstar. That person is going to really be the main person everybody in the world are going to look to, like, oh, a person for look to somebody where they're around me as the main number one person in the world in this particular era. But our era, where we come from, right, is supposed to be so, like that.
So, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, people self-sabotage, like, if they feel things are going to work out, they sabotage it. So it's the same concept. They don't feel good enough for anything. So no one else around them should have anything because you're from this environment. We're not good enough for any type of success. That's not the norm in our iron.
And weirdly, at the only time them have a collective mindset.
I like that. You say they have a collective mindset with that one, right? No, screw that. That makes sense. Because hey, I was reasoning with a breakthrough the other day, and we were talking about the self-sabotage thing. And he mentioned, said he struggled with that himself. Like, he doesn't feel deserving of certain success. And I said, man, that's kind of crazy, you know, but it's just like, I guess your upbringing or whatever goes on, you plateau yourself in regards to what you deserve in life. And that's a lot of people, you know. A lot of people got a lot going on up top. They don't have confidence in, like, yeah, I know people may try to, like, present themselves as confident, do all this extra stuff for attention, but they really don't have any confidence. That's why I said the competition is not really as much competition as you think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but all in all, still, once you suffer, just know, say, you have to just keep on going. It doesn't matter what happened in the past or how much it looked like things just not work out. And that's the story. To how I see it, you can't have a story where filled with adventures if I one never did feel upon certain particular missions. And to me, see it again, it's not even feeling it, because it's either, yeah, right, winners win, winners win, and losers lose. That's how me see it, because there's no possible way that a person who is a winner can lose. It's impossible, because think about it, you know, if we even think about meaning a word, you know, because if we are getting at that, if we are getting at that, we know the reason I wind down still, but a winner can only do what winners do. If a person deviate even one step or 1% to the right or to the left of being a winner, that person is no longer a winner. See, we are thinking about meanings to the full extent for you. And a person who is a loser will always be a loser. So you either, when you're a winner, you either learn or you just straight out win, because everything, the experience that is going to go towards the one thing where you want. I want to win. So I want to win so goodly, cannot even badly. Because even them things we have to start meds the way we talk. Who want to win so goodly?
And this one more part for finish out the reason why people have to identify and define all these things for themselves. You have to define success for yourself. You have to define winning for yourself. I was reasoning with an elder, right? Listen to this one. So we was talking about some money thing and something I was doing in time. And the fire asked me, the man asked me if I really need, he's like, why am I doing it? You get what I'm saying? And I had to think fire were probably coming into play in certain, you get what I'm saying? Because just like, why are you doing certain things? And are you doing things following someone else's outline for success? You get what I'm saying? So a man really got to sit down, or a woman got to sit down within themselves and really just like see what your criteria is. Not being delusional, you know what I'm saying, and not having a low, but having a realistic thing like what's your criteria for success, and be joyful when you reach that thing. Because a lot of times what flop people out is that they're just using the American standard of success, which has no fulfillment, and it is what it is, you know. But even the concept of a failure, I don't use the word failure too much. I just use learning, as long as you continue the journey. Because like failure is like has a weird connotation to it, like failure, you failed. You know, it's just like, even as you said, certain words need to be omitted from your psychology, and you have to have a subjective view and create your own criteria for what success is, and work towards it and hold yourself accountable. That's the thing, right? We're not living in fantasy land for you to go just do something and deal with mediocrity. No, I'm not saying that. Whatever you set, you have to hold yourself accountable to work through it, through the ups and downs, you know, because, and the next thing I want to learn, I want to say fire. Yeah, you see, when you achieve something in it, it like, yeah, it fell away, but fire, I think more the whole experience is that, like, that's what we been leaving out, like, when you achieve something, it's like, yeah, you achieved it. But if I, it's that experience in regards to looking back and saying, fire, like, I really did this and I really dealt with it. And I really overcame this. And I really figured it out. Like, I didn't even know how to do this before. And now I know how to do it. It's something to be proud of. And sticking in there, fire, when the thing looked dark. I ain't even talk dark. Thing looked black. Thing looked abysmal. You know? But you had the vision and say, you know what, fire, I must keep fighting with this thing.
Oh, I'm here, man. I mean, man.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to get through the other side of the fire show.
Well, I'm tear fire.
You know, it's a joy. So I encourage everyone, yo, fire, yo, you better lace up your boots. And sometimes you have a flashlight when you go in there. You just go in there and work with the thing, you know, figure out how to get through there and learn what you can learn. You
stop, look for the physical trophy. Yeah. Because the physical trophy we look for, it a true way off. This physical incentive, yeah, money towards this thing. Fire first and foremost. If anything what you will do, and if you start thinking more money, you have to backward. You have to think about the love, and that bring you to the money. The money can bring you to the love. So that's the next part of the thing. But I say it goes still. I tell the people, stay strong on this journey and just keep it going regardless. And as they say, it's a failure. Failure, you see this failure, it tying back, the failure reasoning, tying back to the front part of the reasoning we're talking about the timing. The only way you can fail is if you, I think, tell yourself that you have to achieve this goal by March 30 or all of these things. No, it don't work like that in our life.
No, serious thing. We give thanks for everyone supporting the thing from those times. And now we highly recommend that you start, if I go through the fire, everybody got different fires they got to deal with, you know? And I ask that you go into it. Yes, we have to acknowledge it is fearful, right? But you have to just, you really have to face that fear and understand that things not working out the way that you planned it to You're not a failure. You're not a loser. You're just learning. And it's up for you to continue to learn and see, like, what did you learn from those things and get stronger from those experiences. And you have to bounce back. Like, you really have to bounce back. Whether you did something that embarrassed you, it didn't work out, fire, you have to bounce back. Because anyone out here that's dealing with stuff, fire, has fell on their face, embarrassed themselves many times. You just don't know the fullness of the of their experiences because you're not around them and you don't know the full story. And even last thing, fire, I don't like these Hollywood things because they just tell you like one experience that they had. You get what I'm saying? That one setback, and they show the bounce back. But that person probably had 100 different setbacks in their journey. You know, and that throw people off. It's rough, you know? It's rough. Whenever you're doing something, it's rough. And if you're going to stick in there, you heighten the probability of things working out.
Fire. We have a whole of a reason, a next topic to Hollywood, see, maybe like what I mentioned a couple of times. So people look out for the reason there too, because that is something where that is a reasoning by itself.
Reality, man.